Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Conan, meet Chloe.
Hey, Chloe, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good now. I'm feeding off your enthusiasm. Wow, look at that! You've spelled out "chill chums" in letters on your wall behind you.
Yes. I pulled a Sona and dipped out of work 5 hours early to decorate.
So. Oh, Chloe. Chloe, I love you. A good Sona slam is always...
Yes, I love always. Sona, though. She's my spirit animal.
Oh, I love you too, Chloe. That's nice.
Can a person be your spirit animal? Is that possible?
Maybe. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I feel it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so
cool. I feel like, I don't know. I hope the exclamation point may not be as chill, but... You know.
Yeah, chill chums, exclamation points.
A little much.
You're yelling it. You're angrily yelling it.
Right.
Chloe, tell me a little bit about yourself, because I love meeting the people out there that listen to us, that have that kind of patience and level of self-esteem. Tell me about, what's your last name, Chloe?
Bora, like Bora, okay. Bora, but half the fun, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
You've got a whole club act worked out.
I know.
I know. I've tried that out a couple times. I'm not going to lie. So that was like...
No, no. It's good. It's good. When you get something that works for you, you stick with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
What's your trade, so to speak?
So I'm a copywriter. So I write Instagram captions.
For what?
For Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah.
Oh, you write. Wow. Oh, you write that. That's really good ad copy.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I'm not kidding. I was not being like snarky or facetious. The Abercrombie and Fitch, that's really nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read the descriptions, I'm drawn in.
Oh, you know, wow. That's,
late at night, if you're on the Abercrombie and Fitch site you get pulled in. I mean, I go on some sites.
Are you on it late at night?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing on the site?
And you're just reading the copy?
I really like the copy. I could tell it was written. Abercrombie
like
and Fitch. Listen, there's some attractive people in there. I thought maybe it was possible to contact them through the site. It's not.
Honestly, Conan, you could be a model for them. I could see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No one's...
Chloe.
That's very nice of you, Chloe, but I've been on this planet a long time and no one's ever said you could model without then revealing that it's one of those prank shows.
Hey, it's all about personality these days anyway, so.
Oh, well, why did you say that, Chloe?
Well, then in that case, you can't be a...
Chloe, why didn't you stick with it, double down and go, those cheekbones, those piercing eyes.
The pompadour,
The pompadour,
yeah.
your rakish gaze. Why couldn't you have doubled down? You immediately abandoned. I could be a model and went, it's all about personality. What's your favorite? Have you written any copy recently that you really loved or for a product that you really loved?
Not that I can think of at the top of my head. It is a very fun job. I really like to kind of be the voice or, you know, try to.
Yeah.
It's just, I've always loved storytelling. So to kind of like.
Storytelling. And I love it personally, if you could do this. I love it when they talk about a sweater and they start talking about it as if it's a food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the warm oatmeal, merino wool, you know, and then sometimes they say, you know, they keep talking about the sweater and you swear to God, like you're hungrier after they're done talking about it.
Yes. No, that's the magic of words. And it's so funny because I feel like I'm really good at writing words, but when it comes to like speaking them, it's all just alphabet soup. Like it's...
Well, no, that's not true. So far, you're speaking very well, but many famous writers were terrible at speaking.
Yeah.
Famously. You know, Herman Melville, when he opened his mouth, people just assumed he was a moron, a complete fool. That's not true. I just made that up to make you feel better.
That does make me feel a lot better. Thank you.
Good
confidence, self-esteem.
Yeah, Shakespeare, apparently, every time he opened his mouth, it was just a lot of duh.
Just a lot of gibberish.
A lot of like, duh, man, go write play. And then when he had to sit down and, oh my God,
just so, you know,
just
eloquent.
The beautiful language. And then they'd say, how's it going, Shakespeare? I write good play.
I write words.
So don't worry about that. So what do you like to do? Obviously, you enjoy occasionally listening to our podcast, which we appreciate.
Oh,
but
yes.
Tell me more about yourself, Chloe.
Yeah. So I've definitely been trying to make the most of my time during quarantine and pick up some new hobbies, and most of which I quickly dropped just as fast as I picked them up. But
you don't see it through.
No, I kind of, well, the heart's there, you know, I give it my all for like 5 seconds and then it's like, okay, on
five
to the next
seconds.
Thing. I don't know. On
like,
to
give
the
me an example.
One.
What are we talking about? And please don't say adopt a child.
Oh no. I did get a dog though.
Oh, no. Did it stick, though? Did it stick?
Yeah. He's still alive, which is great. I can't say.
Okay. Now you sound like you're holding a ransom. Don't worry. He's still alive, but unless my terms are met. Is the dog with you and well?
He is. He's currently eating some peanut butter off of a toy so that he doesn't disrupt our pod party. I'm going to pick him up real quick.
I do think I hear it, yeah.
So,
I heard someone munching peanut butter on the floor, and I just thought, is he a pug? What is he?
Yeah, as God made him.
As God made you.
As God made him.
What is his name?
Freddy.
Oh, hey, Freddy. How are you? Freddy looked excited. So the way to calm Freddy down is to give Freddy a load of peanut butter. That'll do it.
Yes, a lot of snacks. He's, you know, he's my trusty sidekick. But, you know, he sleeps on the job, eats too much snacks. And
well, maybe you're feeding him a lot of snacks. I have to say, when my son was born and we had two kids, it was tough to look after him all the time. And so I would used to just put just big strips of pork fat down on the floor and he would just nibble on it. And he'd be quiet for hours.
Keep him busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's now, he's 800 pounds, my son. We take him around in a wheelbarrow, but he's happy.
Hey, you know, that's all that matters.
Yeah, doesn't disrupt me during phone calls. So you've got a dog. I'm glad you stuck to that. What are the things you've ditched? What are the hobbies you've tried that you've ditched?
Well, I used to be an avid runner, but I kind of go through phases. So I just bought a pair of new running shoes and still haven't put them on and run in them. So there's that. I tried the whole baking bread thing, but I think I'll switch to churning butter instead.
I wouldn't do any of that. Why are you picking these 18th century hobbies? And I'm going to get some leeches. I'm going to draw blood
cleanse,
out of people.
Yeah.
I'm,
the new I'm juice thinking, cleanse, you know.
Do you own a butter churn?
No, I should. I should buy one of those. I should. Do you think they have them on Amazon, probably?
They have everything on Amazon.
I'll look.
You can get a butter churn.
I think I should do that. It must be the overalls, I think. This was unintentional.
Yeah, you're dressed. You've committed to real farmers. I'm describing to our audience at home. You've committed to real farmers overalls with the strap.
Yeah.
But I like that it clashes with you're wearing very bright red, like Beats headphones, it looks like. So,
oh, yeah.
So it's clear. I like what you're doing is the clash, which is, I've got these super cool, bright red, modern headphones, but also I might be a soy farmer, you know, from like another century.
Yes. I'm like,
there's some butter churns.
Oh, there you go. Oh, look, we just, Mr. Gorley just found butter churns. There are plenty of butter churns online. Get a butter churn.
Oak. That's lovely.
Yeah. They've got some primary color ones that would match your headphones too.
Perfect.
So you could kind of have both things going.
I love that. Thanks, Gorley.
Would you really use a butter churn?
I'd probably give it a go, but I have like really weak arms, so I feel like it would just be like arm day.
What do you mean you have weak arms?
Like
what are you
little
talking about?
Chicken wings for arms. I've been trying to work out during quarantine, and it's not obviously going well.
You don't have, you're a very attractive young person, and you have the commensurate strength of a young person. So no, you're not. What do you mean I have weak arms? I couldn't churn butter. If people had that attitude, we wouldn't exist. None of
That's so true.
You can't have that attitude. You've got to get a butter churn. You saw some of them are very reasonable.
Yeah.
There's some reasonable prices there. You could get a butter churn. And the next time I talk to you, I want you to be churning butter.
I will. With the massive, whole time.
Yeah.
With massive Popeye arms.
Yes. I have the tattoos to match it.
I like the tattoos.
Thank
the
you.
Tattoos are very cool.
Thank you.
So, maybe there's some way that I can help you.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Conan?
Yeah. I want to know, like, what's been, you know, obviously this has been just a crazy time for everyone. But what's been your happiest memory this year?
Happiest memory this year. You know what? I'm going to say that my happiest memory was during the height of COVID in the winter when we all had Christmas break. This isn't a funny answer, but it's an honest answer. And when you can't be funny, just be honest.
I love it.
You know, we couldn't fly and we wanted to be responsible. So we took a road trip. And so my wife and my two kids and I jammed into a car. And we drove like for 2 days. I think it was a 2.5 day trip. And we drove, you know, we're in Los Angeles. So we drove northeast just to get up like into the mountains and the snow. And I was remembering that, oh my, I haven't done a road trip since I was, I think, 22. And before that, when I was a kid. And, you know, because everything else now has been flying, obviously, and we couldn't do that. So I loved that. I, you know, stopping off at gas stations, buying, you know, beef jerky and cheese popcorn and making that a meal and drinking it with like Dr. Pepper and all the chic stuff you're supposed to eat to take care of yourself for wellness all goes out the window when you're in a car so you can break every rule. Mm-hmm. And we had a blast. We really had a good time. And so I'm going to say it was because of this pandemic, I took a road trip that I wouldn't have otherwise taken. And maybe in its own way, that was the most important journey I ever took.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Sorry. I threw that in at the end because I realized I'm talking to a really good copywriter. I needed to add to it that, you know, it was about the journey, not the destination, to quote Aerosmith, quoting someone else. Well, come on.
Yes.
Come on, pull out more cliches.
Well, I'm just saying with, you know, each mile, I feel like we accrued more than just mileage. There was a wisdom that came with each mile of asphalt. There was another drip of knowledge that leached into my soul. And I do mean leached. Can you leach into, or are you more leach out of? You don't leach into.
That's true. Yeah.
Did the journey of 1,000 steps start with?
It did. It did. I realized, I remember my wife before we started said, how are we going to make this journey for this, you know, 900 miles? And I said, the journey of 900 miles will begin with the first mile. And then she divorced me. She divorced me in the car. I didn't realize you can do it. There's an app you can get on your phone. She divorced me instantly. But then in Vegas, we got remarried.
Oh, there you go.
Did you pee in a bottle?
What's that?
Did you pee in a bottle?
I wanted to, but I wasn't sure that I thought I might get nervous. So I brought pre-bottled urine just so that I could have it in the car.
Yum.
You know, because who wants to, like, what if I, and I wanted to be able to say, oh yeah, I peed in these bottles. So you can get, actually, it's from I hate to get you in trouble, but Abercrombie & Fitch does offer on their site pre-bottled urine that comes in. They said it's these golden-hued urines will add authenticity to any road trip.
Oh, beautiful.
I didn't just get you fired, did I?
It's okay. You know. maybe this is the start of a new journey, you know?
Yeah, me getting you fired from Abercrombie & Fitch. Well, now you answer that question. What's been your highlight?
Well, not to, you know, give you a big head or anything, but definitely talking to you guys, I think, you know,
that's nice.
You guys have all been such a bright spot during this time. And, I love you guys. And
that's so nice.
This has just been,
that's really nice.
Great. So
man, I might feel like we can't hang up because I feel like we have to keep Chloe going. You know what I mean? Like what if you just left us on your computer and you just lived your life and the three of us stayed on. I'm not saying this in a pervy way, like, you know, angle it towards the wall. You know what I'm saying, Sona?
No, it's like a live cam on the eagle's nest with the eggs, but we just come and go and you see our natural
habitat.
Yeah,
no, exactly. I could just put you in my little overalls pocket, you know, it'll be like, hello. And then, you know,
we're your little friends that come with you through life.
Yeah, it's great. Cause like before I would just talk to you guys on the podcast, but now you can actually hear me. So
guess what? We could hear you before.
Oh,
we could.
Shoot.
Scandalous.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff you said was insane.
It was crazy.
Anyway, good luck at Abercrombie and Fitch. You know, I will tell you this. I have a lot of respect for... Oh, someone's coming in behind you.
Oh, yep.
Oh, your dog just kicked the door open.
He did.
Did you see that?
Wow.
I thought it was a human, but...
he's an
your
attention.
Dog just... Just totally kicked the door open. That was very impressive.
Yeah, he was super. He's like, he wasn't ready to say goodbye just yet.
Well, I have a lot of respect for writers. And I think a lot of great writers started out in advertising. My wife's a very talented writer. She was in advertising when I met her. And she was writing ad copy. So
that's amazing.
I say, yeah, I'm very impressed. Very impressed with you, Chloe. I think that's keep going on your path. Because remember, it's not about the destination. It's about the road you're on and how you get there on the road. Because the road is the experience that you're having that gets you to the destination.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Wow. I see that. There's a little gas here and there.
No one says as they die, I made it, you know?
Right.
Actually, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say, I'm going to try as I'm leaving this earth, instead of saying, I love you to my family, I'm going to shout, I made it! Like, it was all about the destination! And then I'm going to die. That's what I'm going to try and do. Sona, remind me to do that, okay?
Okay, I'll be long gone.
That's right. She doesn't mean she's going to be dead. She means that she's going to have left my employ.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's going to peace out.
Hey, Chloe, you are a impressive and funny young person, and I root for you. I think good things are headed your way. I really do.
Aw, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was so nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Remember, just leave us on, point us towards the corner.
Okay.
And we'll be here for the rest of your life.
Perfect. Freddie also.
Uh-oh, your dog is objecting. I know dog, and your dog just said, lose this creep. All right, well, thanks a lot, Chloe. This was really cool.
Thank you. Woo, magoosh.
Magoosh. Magoosh. A magoosh.
Conan, meet Elizabeth.
Hi, Conan.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. First of all, do you go by Liz? Do you go by Liza?
I know your wife's named Liza, so I would never co-opt that. So.
She didn't come up with it first. She was sued by Liza Minnelli.
That's why you don't come up with that name.
When she was born, yeah. And she's still paying that debt off. Her name is Elizabeth, my wife's name. Most of her friends call her Liza, and I call her woman.
You should.
No, it's very nice to have you here. Where do you live?
I live in Los Angeles.
So you're probably near me. I'm seeing your house looks very nice. I see.
Oh, does it?
I see very nice molding around your doorways.
Yeah.
The house looks like it has some vintage to it, which I like. Unless that's fake.
No, it's an apartment that I rent, so I can't take credit for any of it. But
well, yes, you can. You chose the apartment.
That's true.
You could have chosen any apartment. You could have chosen some flop house, but you chose what looks to be a very attractive apartment with a very nice. Woodwork. It looks like it's the 20s to me.
I think it was built around the 1920s, this building. And
yes,
it's got lovely floors.
I'm very good at this. I'm not bragging, but I immediately nailed 1920s. And that is a Virginia pine that they've stained in the background.
Come on.
And Elizabeth, I hate to tell you this, but a murder was committed in your apartment. I'm getting a murder vibe. And you committed the murder.
I knew this was a trap. I knew it.
Yes, the police will be coming. I called the not very good police. They're coming in about 4 days. So they're.
What can't you do, Conan?
There's so much I can do. So how can I help you? I really want to make friends.
Okay,
you know that. That's something that's important to me because. That's a large beverage you just had. What was that? Was that a tea?
It's tea, yes.
Yes. Is it an herbal tea?
It is an herbal tea. I forget what kind it is, but yeah.
No, I can tell you it's an oolong tea. It's got a little persimmon in it, a little bit of persimmon that's been
and
ground
it's poisoned.
No, no. No, you only serve that to your murder victims. Right. How can I help you, Elizabeth? I want to help you. I want to answer any question I can.
Okay, great. First of all, do you want to say hi to Sona and Matt?
Hey!
And everybody, Adam, Will,
see you again,
Joanne. I don't want to ignore, you know. the lovely people that make your show run. I know it's all done.
Oh wow! Oh. You just got on my bad side.
Thank you.
Yeah, we like you.
Matt helps the show run. Sona does both. She helps and hurts. Equal measure.
That's accurate. Yeah. I think that's accurate.
It's fair. They've been said hello to. That's time wasted. Time we'll never get back. Elizabeth, what can I do for you?
Well, I came out, I'm from Ohio, and then I lived in New York for many years, and I came out here in LA to pursue a career in entertainment. So any advice you have in that, I'm a writer.
What kind of writing do you like to do?
I have a huge improv background, so I mostly do comedy. Yeah.
Very good. I didn't know you had an improv background.
I do. I hate to say it because then people like improvise right now. You're like,
Now that you bring it up, Elizabeth, what an unusual candy shop you have here.
Oh, well, God,
thank you.
No.
It's very
such an unusual candy shop. Wait a minute. This is so weird. What's in this bucket?
Why? That's our licorice bucket.
What's this green flavor licorice?
That is vomit flavored.
Oh.
It's our least popular licorice.
And scene.
That was terrible. I'm sorry. No one will ever.
No, that was fine. That was fine. That, you know, when you hear it's a vomit flavored licorice, you've got to get out immediately.
Right.
Before someone in the audience patents that, and then you've lost the copyright. So you're out here, and what kind of are you a comic? You interested in comedy writing?
Well, I mostly do comedy, but I would love to. I actually have a drama script that, because of the pandemic, we decided a friend of mine and I are producing it. We're turning it into a scripted podcast series.
So basically, Elizabeth, you've called in.
Yes.
You've posed as a fan, and now you're doing an ad for your scripted podcast, which is coming up soon on Anchor.
Yes.
You know, what's going to happen, Elizabeth, is people are going to listen to you,
yes,
and they're going to say, oh, I see. So what's going to happen is someone's going to call me and go, I'm Bill. Oh, hi, Bill. Love the show, Conan. I'm a real natural guy, just a normal guy. Cool, Bill. Where are you from? Oh, just a guy who lives here in the city, just having my own fun. I just wanted to ask you a question. How much do you love Serta mattresses? Don't you love them, Conan? And then that's what's going to happen to this whole segment.
You asked how you could help.
Listen,
that's
Elizabeth.
True.
Elizabeth,
true.
I always ask how I can help. My little trick is that I never help. Now, what happens? I sort of get the patina of a good guy. You know,
people,
the word on the street is that Conan. I heard him on the radio on one of those podcasts. He was talking to a nice lady called Elizabeth. He offered to help her. What a good guy. Do they ever follow up and find out that I did nothing to help? No.
I thought since we were both, I had Irish roots, maybe we could.
Oh, don't bring that up with me. I despise the Irish. I'm a self-loathing Irish person. Yeah.
Me too.
No,
me
Sona's too. Very proud of her. Sona's Armenian, and she, on Armenia Day, she has her flags on her car.
Armenia Day.
Well, okay. I don't know. You're just very proud of the fact that you're from Armenia, and you
I'm
talk
not
about it a lot.
From Armenia. Okay.
But you don't see me walking around wearing a little green hat and saying, Bigosh Bigora. I don't do that.
You don't have to. Just looking at you and people are like, he's Irish.
I would like it noted that Conan changed his screen name to Teddy Roosevelt. I don't know what you're trying to hide, but.
Well, I just, you know, whenever I go online as Conan O'Brien, you know, it usually goes wrong very quickly.
Yes.
What?
Teddy Roosevelt's wanted for many crimes on the web.
Right.
But Elizabeth, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. Maybe you have more personal questions.
I do.
Maybe that don't involve me steering some business your way. You know, maybe they just involve us as two humans on this spinning blue globe we call Earth.
Absolutely. If you could invent a new word, what would that, not to put you on the spot, Conan, but like, you know how the Germans have these great words that only they can come up with to explain things, and the Japanese also.
Special like, words know. Like invade, you know, that they come up with, destroy.
Right.
Dominate. Yeah. They have so many words for basically the same thing.
Have you ever thought of a new word? Like,
First of all, I'm going to flip this over to my coworkers who will attest to the fact that I don't use real words in my regular life.
Yes.
All I use are nonsense words and babble.
Yes.
I sometimes say whole sentences. And Sona, you actually speak pretty good Conan, don't you?
I do. Yeah. And, you know, the other day you were like, you know, you had left your glasses and I was like, oh, I found your glasses. Like, no, they're Dom Ogilby. And they're
glasses.
Just,
I call glasses Dom Ogilbys.
It's just, yeah. It's,
yeah. And I'll say like, hey, where's my Dom Ogilbys? And she'll say, oh God, you mean your glasses? But a lot of times I'll say, where are my Dom Ogilbys? And she'll say, oh, they're right here. Mm-hmm. And she knows what I'm talking about. So I refuse to use regular words. When I was in college, I got sick of my friends coming up to me and talking to me about their relationship. A guy would come up to me, a friend of mine in college would come up to me, and his name was Tom Hill, and he'd say, yeah, my relationship isn't going that well. She and I aren't getting along. And I said, don't call it relationship. Let's call it a bueno, which is the Spanish word for good. And so I actually got a bunch of people in college saying, oh, having trouble with my bueno.
Oh, my God.
Having a little trouble with the bueno. And I actually got people doing it. And whenever I can do that, I'm very happy. Mush it means let's eat. So our producer mush now, it. Jeff Ross, comes up to me and says, let's mush it. Let's go. Let's mush it.
Let's mush it.
This is good mush. Yeah. And so gom, I am constantly, gom gom I use for a lot of things, right, Sona?
Yeah, mostly for your phone. So it's like, hey, Conan, here's your gom gom.
Yes, you'll say, I found your gom gom. Yeah. I know that means, and I'll say, I can't read my gom gom because I don't have my Dom Ogilbys. And she knows that that means, or I would have responded to your text about mushing it. Means, so you break that down. I didn't have my glasses, so I couldn't read my phone and see the text that you wanted to know when we're having lunch. So that's me all the time. That's all I do is make up words.
It sounds like you do this to get out of things. Is that
Well, no, you know, there's actually a proud Irish tradition. Joyce made up a lot of words. I like to elevate what I'm doing to say that, you know, a lot of the great Irish writers, they twisted, the modernists in Irish literature twisted language beautifully. When they do it, it's genius. When I do it, it's because, oh, Conan, something's wrong with him. Yeah. You know, why is he so weird? No one says, oh, Conan, he's the modern Joyce, you know?
Yeah, Vajaroo.
A Vajaroo.
Cockaroo.
Cockaroo.
Magoosh.
So Magoosh was a company that used to advertise with us, and then they stopped because I talk about them constantly and they don't have to pay me any money. I don't even know what Magoosh does. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea. I forgot what Magoosh does, but I love saying, Magoosh, Magoosh. It gives me so much joy. And so now Magoosh needs to become a word, probably for my briefs, you know, like, I need new Magoosh. You know, it's like, it's the briefs that I wear. I'll find a good use for Magoosh.
Wait, what?
My briefs.
What did you just say?
I need new Magoosh.
So does your cockaroo go in your Magoosh?
You know what? We're trying to keep this clean, Matt.
Okay.
We're trying to sell this format to Nickelodeon, and you just ruined it.
I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. You always forget. You know how many Nickelodeon deals you've blown for us? Because I've just about sealed the deal, and then you go, where does the cockaroo go? And then no more. We're out. Elizabeth, I like you. I think good things are going to happen for you. I really do. I'm excited about your upcoming endeavor.
Thank you. If you want to give me, if you did ask for personal, so if you have a great pickup line post-COVID that I can use when I get back out into the dating world, I'll take that as the final advice from you, Conan.
Oh, you want to hear your line?
You want a pickup line for post-COVID?
When we get back out to dating and stuff, what could I say?
Hey there, I don't know. What do you say post COVID?
That's pretty good, actually.
I lived.
I made it.
Hey, that's what I'm going to do. If I was dating, I would say like, I lived. Hey, I lived. I'm here.
Yeah.
I made it.
Hey, I lived.
Is that so bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Why? Because we should all be grateful for what we get, you know?
Yeah,
so many dating sites are filled with people bragging about, this is what I drive, this is what I do. People should just say, I'm alive. I'm alive.
That's just, the standard is so low. You should also try to like compliment the person. That's what the line does, is like, hey, did it hurt falling from heaven or, you know?
Oh, I didn't know angels flew so low. But my coffee could use a little sugar. Do you mind just putting your put your finger in there and swirl it around a little bit?
Well, come on, no. That's terrible.
I used to do that pre-COVID. I used to walk around. That was my pickup line. You know, yeah, my coffee. It could sure use some sugar. Do you mind sticking your finger in there? And people would say, what if there's a terrible respiratory disease going around? And I'd say, that's never going to happen. If it does, the Chinese will be very upfront about it. That government talks about everything.
It took a weird turn. I know. I'm sorry.
It took such a weird turn. We're going to call this segment Weird Turn. All right, Elizabeth, take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Yes, bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.